As global warming changes the world's climate, what's Chicago's fate? I'm Charlie Meyerson, and this is the Chicago Public Square Newscast. Chicago Magazine's taken a close look at the projections, and it details a couple of scenarios. A University of Chicago economist's simulations find Chicago does better than a lot of U.S. cities because it's relatively insulated from the worst of the heat, hurricanes, and impact on agriculture. But it's not all upside. More rainfall, a lot more, and more flooding, because Chicago's infrastructure is built to handle rainfall patterns from the last century, not this one. Even Chicago's massive deep tunnel reservoir project may not be enough. A dubious distinction for Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner. The Hotline Political Journal ranks his seat as the most likely of all the nation's gubernatorial races to result in a party flip, Democrats' best pickup opportunity in November. And the new Avengers movie, Infinity Wars, is out. Rob LaFrance is here with a review of an interplanetary fight to save the universe from a guy with the stones to prove it.
Let's talk about this plan of yours. I think it's good, except it sucks. So let me do the plan, and that way it might be really good.
Wow. An amazingly orchestrated symphony of storylines finally cross in an all-for-one battle against one of the most destructive villains in the Marvel Universe.
The entire time I knew him, he only ever had one goal. To wipe out half the universe. If he gets all the Infinity Stones, he can do it with the snap of his fingers. Just like that.
Tell me his name again.
Thanos.
The hype matches the anticipation, and fans won't be disappointed. When I first saw Marvel's ambitious super schedule, it was right around this time I was calling for a flameout. But Disney and Marvel have done such a great job at creating quality characters you can care about, want to root for, and against. And Infinity War is no exception, weaving so many characters and storylines and plot points. It's just so well done. And it doesn't hurt that they're all fighting, in my opinion, one of the best villains in all of comics.
In time, you will know what it's like to lose. To feel so desperately that you're right, yet to fail all the same.
Josh Brolin is Thanos and brilliant in the role. As for everyone else, they're back. Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett Johansson, Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, Chris Hemsworth. The newer guys also on hand, Benedict Cumberbatch, Tom Holland, Chadwick Boseman, among others, all with quality roles that don't feel forced. As you might imagine, it is a bit bloated and comes with a healthy runtime of nearly 2.5 hours. And I know this is an action movie, but I gotta say I'm feeling a bit of battle fatigue. And it's those battles where, you know, they're outnumbered, beat to crap, but still win because of a big move and, you know, just have those scrapes under the eyes. After a while, it's like a football fight where people go through the motions and no one gets hurt. Could have saved about 20 minutes or added another character. That said, there's not a lot I would change, and I know I missed a ton of stuff, because at the screening I was at, fanboys way bigger than me were arguing over plot points I didn't even remember. Definitely a multi-view movie. And for that, I give Avengers Infinity War 4 stars out of 5 on the Rob rating scale. It doesn't get much bigger than this. I'm Rob LaFrance.
Before we wrap up, how are you hearing these newscasts? If you can take a 30-second online poll, we'll be in your debt, and you can get a special free invitation to join a Square Insider group. Just go to listening.chicagopublicsquare.com. That's listening.chicagopublicsquare.com. Much more news worth knowing at chicagopublicsquare.com. I'm Charlie Meyerson, and this is, guess what, Chicago Public Square.